This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
Thank you. Here are Monday's closing grain futures quotes from the Chicago Board of Trade. May corn, 378, down 1¾. July corn, 384¾, down 2. September corn, 392, down 2. May soybeans, 977½, up 8¾. July soybeans, 979½, up 8. August soybeans, 975¾, up 7¾. May wheat, 498¾, up 4¼. July wheat, 498¼, up 9. September wheat, 507, up 9¼. Now time for your cash grain report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday's Grain Market Report. The Illinois Kinder grain prices ended mostly higher on Monday afternoon, and in northern and western Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 to 4 cents at 354 to 373. Soybean bids were 9 cents higher at 947 to 982. In central Illinois, Kinder grain dealers quoted shell corn bids up 2 to 4 cents at 352 to 378. Soybean bids were 9 cents higher on Monday, ranging from 959 to 977. In the southern part of the state, shell corn bids were down 2 cents at 366 to 381. Soybean bids up 9 to 10 cents at 959 to 983, with wheat bids 4 to 6 cents higher at 410 to 466. Illinois soybean processor cash soybean bids were 9 to 11 higher at 993 to 998. Basis steady to 2 cents stronger at 15 to 20 over the May. HiPro 48% soybean meal on a truck basis offered at $323.50 to $343.50 per ton. That's up $3.50, with basis steady ranging from 5 to 25 over the May. Illinois corn processor cash corn bids 2 cents lower at $3.75 to $3.92. Basis steady at 300 to 14 over the May. Illinois River Barge Loading Elevators quoted producer corn bids steady at 378 to 383, with basis 2 cents higher at option to 5 over the May. Soybeans ended up 9 to 13 cents at 975 to 985, with basis steady to 4 cents stronger at 300 to 7 over the May. New crop wheat prices on Monday 7 to 11 cents higher at 477 to 483. While basis ended mixed, ranged from 21 under to 15 under July. East St. Louis barge loading terminal elevators placed their producer corn bids steady to a penny higher at $3.99 to $4. These same elevators raised their soybean prices by 9 to 10 cents, with quotations at $10 up to $10.09. Soft wheat up 4 cents at $4.99 to $5.06, and Milo ended 2 cents higher for the day at $4.43 to $4.44. Contract bids to producers for new crop delivered grain in northern and western Illinois. Country grain dealers bids to producers in those regions for new crop corn range from $3.60 up to $3.71. New crop soybean bids at $9 even up to $9.31. In central Illinois, new crop corn bids range from $3.56 to $3.71. New crop soybean bids at $9.20 to $9.38. And in the southern part of the state on Monday, new crop corn bids range from $3.60 to $3.75. New crop soybean bids at $9.08 up to $9.33. And wheat bids for June-July delivery in southern Illinois, those bids range from $4.60 up to $4.86. That completes our country grain report for Monday. This is Jerry Milberg with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
And here are Monday's closing livestock futures quotes from the Chicago Mercantile Exchange. April live cattle, $155.35, down $2.45. June live cattle, $145.87, down $3.12. August live cattle, $144.22, down $2.45. April feeder cattle, $211.82, down $1.17. May feeder cattle, $205.15, down $3.37. August feeder cattle, $206.47, down $3.72. May lean hogs, $70.27, down 25 cents. June lean hogs, $75.52, down 75 cents. July lean hogs, $76.95, down 52 cents. Now time for your cash livestock report from the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
Thank you. This is Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture with Monday the 20th afternoon livestock report. Starting with the National Daily Direct hog report, calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass traded 54 cents lower in the range of $55 to $63.50, with a weighted average carcass price of $61.18. From the Illinois Direct sow report, slaughter sows were trading mostly steady, with lighter sows $1 to $3 lower. U.S. 1 and 3 grade sows under 400 pounds are 21 to 27, 4 to 5 weights 26 to 30, 5 to 6 weights 29 to 33, and 6 weights and up 30 to 35. On the Illinois Direct Hog Trade, barrels and gilts at country buying points were trading a dollar lower, with moderate demand for moderate offerings ranging from $38 to $42. Receipts for Illinois hogs today totaled 12,966 head. And in the direct cattle trade from the National Daily Direct Slaughter Cattle Report, steers and heifers on a live basis were trading at $159 to $160.50. From the National Daily Pork FOB Plant Report, trading for retail and processing cuts were established with 267 loads traded. Calculations for a 200-pound pork carcass was $67.86, and that was 13 cents lower. From the National Box Beef Cutout Report, values for choice and select beef carcasses were trading higher. Choice carcasses were $259.14, that was $1.35 higher, with select carcasses at $252.20, that was $1.23 higher. For the estimated daily slaughter under federal inspection, cattle slaughter was estimated at 110,000, that compared to 109,000 last week and 103,000 a year ago. Hog slaughter was estimated at 430,000, that compared to 452,000 last week and 274,000 a year ago. That concludes our livestock report. I'm Bob Reese with the Illinois Department of Agriculture.
That's all for part one of this morning's Farm Show. Stay tuned for your weekly Illinois crop and weather report, and also for some insights on how to save costs on your dairy operation. That's coming up after this. Planting was in full swing last week as producers took advantage of the drier weather. Statewide, precipitation averaged 0.38 inches, 0.57 inches below normal. The average temperature was 60.5 degrees, 6.9 degrees above normal. There were 4.3 days suitable for field work during the week ending April 19th. Topsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 7% short, 70% adequate, and 2% surplus. Subsoil moisture supply was rated at 1% very short, 11% short, 74% adequate, and 14% surplus. Corn planting progressed to 15% complete, compared to 4% last year and the 5-year average of 21%. Winter wheat condition remained at 1% very poor, 9% poor, 36% fair, 47% good, and 7% excellent. Oats planted reached 69% complete, compared to 49% last year and the 5-year average of 65%. In 2014, dairy farmers enjoyed high milk prices. This past winter, they plummeted, and the industry is still wondering what prices in the near future are going to look like, especially since the dismantling of the EU quota system. For some advice on how dairy producers can decrease inputs and help out their profit margins, I spoke with assistant professor at the University of Illinois Department of Animal Sciences, Phil Cardoso.
The main cost for milk production is nutrition, or how to feed your cow. So feeding your cow should be costing you around 45 to 50% of your cost of your production. We know also that here, at least in the Midwest, you know that components, they play a lot on your milk check. So how much fat and how much milk protein you are selling has a direct impact on your milk check in the end of the month. So we really don't want to give up too much on those components. So we want to keep the volume that can add or can keep the income for the farm. So the main thing is to work on the highest cost, and the highest cost is feed. So one of the things that I think this year farmers should be looking at is really, really paying attention on forages.
Forages play a very large role in the diet of a dairy cow. This year, Cardoso says there's no room for low-quality forages. He focuses on the importance of getting forages tested for digestibility and mapping out the best rations based on these numbers.
Sometimes we do one test and then we forget doing it. The corn crop from 2013, we had a pretty good crop yield-wise, much better than the year that we had the drought, so we were pretty happy about it. Okay, we had a huge production, lots of yield. Now let's feed to cows. And something was going on. You know, farmers start seeing, hey, we start the new corn silage. We are not getting as much milk as we thought we'd have or we are supposed to. So actually what happened was that corn silage for that year, for some reason that specifically we don't know what happened yet, but the digestibility of the corn, and then we measure usually by the NDF, that is a component of the cell of the plant, the NDF, the neutral detergent fiber digestibility was down. So usually you want to have your NDFD at 50 to 65%. That means that 65% of that material is going to be used by the cow. Those numbers were down to the 35s and 40s. And what happened was cows, they were just not producing milk. So one thing that happened is that when we start lowering the amount of corn silage in the diet and increasing a different source of soluble fiber, that is soybean hulls, for example, then we start getting back that milk production.
Cardoso says the bright side of feeding cattle right now is low prices of grain and byproducts, which can help dairy producers shave off some expenditures in the feeding program. To ensure the best combination of feeds in the ration, Cardoso advises on utilizing some online tools.
Usually in the Midwest, we are really favor on the amount of byproducts that we can use. So for example, distiller grain, grain, corn gluten feed, soybean hull, wheat meads. Those ones, we can compare that to corn and soybean meal. So instead of using corn and soybean meal in our grain mix or in the diet of our cows, we can decide to replace that with distillers grains or another byproduct. So the University of Wisconsin, they have the FeedVal, and the last version is the FeedVal 2012 that you can find at the University of Wisconsin Extension website. And then you can type the values of that week, how much you're paying for corn, how much you're paying for soybean meal, and for how much can you buy distillers grain or the corn gluten feed. And then it's going to tell you a break-even price. So, for example, last year, by the end of last year, you could have paid $350 a ton for distillers grain. However, we could buy distillers grain for $170. So that means I can save money.
Other universities are also creating online tools and forums to help livestock farmers get information on the latest news and research in their area of interest. Cardoso highlights the University of Illinois Dairy Focus website.
The University of Illinois, in regarding to the dairy production, we have the online platform or website, if you want to call it, the dairyfocus.illinois.edu. So just type Dairy Focus at Illinois, you're going to find it if you Google it. And we have a newsletter where roughly every 1 or 2 months, every couple of months, so every 2 months, we are putting out information. We did a research trial last year where we visited 20 farms in Illinois, 20 dairy farms. So we got a lot of information from this farm. So usually we are writing things that are kind of related to the problems that our farmers are facing here in Illinois, to help them to improve and give some benchmarks to where their peers are. So there are some YouTube videos, the newsletter, YouTube videos. So I would suggest that dairy farmers that are interested in some more information, they can visit there. And it has all my contacts, everything there, and they can get more information.
Again, that was University of Illinois Department of Animal Sciences Assistant Professor Phil Cardoso. For more information on dairy research that can help improve your farm, you can visit dairyfocus.illinois.edu. The Illinois Milk Promotion Board, or IMPB, is seeking Illinois dairy farmers who have an interest in becoming a director to the IMPB. Interested persons must be an active dairy farmer from either District 2 or District 4. The IMPB is comprised completely of dairy farmers and oversees the investment of the 10-cent checkoff that stays in Illinois. This amounts to nearly $2 million each year. IMPB invests these funds with qualified organizations that conduct research, promotion and advertising, and nutrition education programs within the state of Illinois. Any producer who has an interest should contact Jim Fraley, IMPB manager, at fraley@ilfb.org, or you can call 309-557-3109. Completed petitions must be postmarked by July 1st. The election will be conducted by a mailed-in ballot during the first 2 weeks of August. That's all for this morning's Farm Show. For WSMI, I'm Angela Besh. Thanks for tuning in.